Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Kathleen Foreman as she talks to her friend, Renee Boudreau, about how her mother, Josefina, started the tradition of holding Christmas Eve Mass in her house in Mesilla in 1965 after the church discontinued the service.
I am the youngest of five children. My oldest brother is 17 years older than I am. So I always felt that as the youngest of the five, that I was kind of born to take care of my mom. In those Hispanic families, I think you tend to, I think the mothers always want those daughters. Mother had three boys. Her sister had six boys. One of her brothers had four boys. Mm-hmm. So there was just a ton of boys, never any girls. So it was perfect that I would be the girl that would, you know. Well, she had some children. I think she lost a couple of children. They adopted a sister that I have. And then all of a sudden, here I came. So the miracle child that I am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was her caretaker. But she always used to tell me stories about how when she was young, her mother, because they were poor, would always do these little luminarias. And what those are those little paper bags that have sand and little candles, and that would be their Christmas, that they would put those luminarias out. And she always remembered that as a child. So when she moved to Mesilla, she was a very social little lady. Loved visiting, loved, you know, being with her friends, went to church every day of her life. And at that time, when she moved into the house, they had midnight mass. It's right across the street from the basilica, which is now a basilica, the church at the time.
I was going to say conveniently across the street.
Well, yeah, that just made, you know, life very simple for her. So she'd just go to church every day. But at midnight mass, before a Christmas Eve, all of the relatives would come over and they would have a glass of wine, or they would have menudo or pozole, and then they'd go to mass, or they would come back after mass and, you know, sit and visit and have a great time. And so every Christmas she would do this. Well, then the church changed some of their, you know, mass times and eliminated midnight mass. And when they did that, she continued to put up her little luminarias, because that's what she did. She would start, you know, putting her little luminarias and light the way for all of her relatives and friends to come over after midnight mass. So when they eliminated the mass, she continued to do the luminarias, and she'd literally go out to her driveway and ask people to come in and, you know, come in and have either a glass of wine, have some bizcochitos, just to visit. That's what she did. She has this great cactus garden in front of the house that she'd planted, and it would draw attention to people. People would come by. She'd be out there gardening, and she'd give them a little, you know, a little package of, she used to call them deditos, little fingers, which is ice plant. But she continued to do the luminarias, and then all of a sudden, she was getting older. It was harder to do. She didn't have a lot of money. So then she would go to the village, the merchants in the village, and ask them for $2 or $3 donations so that she could add more luminarias. She always thought that Mesilla would be magical if the whole town was lit up with luminarias. And she couldn't afford to do it all. She would do it around her house, but she wasn't able to ever, you know, do it for the whole town. So she would get a couple of dollars out of each of the merchants, and then they would do the luminarias. And, of course, us, the kids, would fold the bags, put the dirt in, go get the candles, and then we'd have to go out and light them. So she did this for a number of years. Now, this goes back to the 60s. Now, we're talking 65, I think it is. So as the event got larger and the town started to catch on to, you know, maybe this is something that, you know, could draw attention to us, because the village hasn't changed much in many years. You know, they may have updated and paved and bricked, but it's still pretty basically the same little community that it's always been. So she'd do the luminarias and she would still invite people over Christmas Eve. So it made no difference whether there was midnight mass or not. We would go out and we would decorate the house. And I mean, she would be out there like a little dictator, telling us where they went, how many needed to be put up, decorate the house, decorate the light, put the lights up, you know, make the apple cider. Well, it was wine for a number of years until liquor became a huge issue and the laws changed and she could no longer serve, because she would put all of her crystal and her china and she would have just all these elaborate things of cookies that she would recruit me to make. And she would invite anybody and everybody. And she has a guest book. And in that guest book, there are people from all over the world that had come and signed her guest book.
That one got you.
That got me.
Well, and actually some of the stuff that you're telling me, I'm remembering, you know, I'd kind of forgotten about, you know, her out there giving the plan. And
oh, she was brutal. You know, we would say, oh, there's only 200 luminarias. Well, there's supposed to be four. What do you mean four? It's like, well, that's how many I've always put. And not only did she bag them, but each bag has a seam. And she literally would make us turn the seams to the backside so nobody could see them.
So nobody could see the seams. Yeah.
When I think about that, it just chokes me, because she was so cute. But I mean, she was just brutal about how it's supposed to look. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. And so the town took it over, and they then, you know, would do the entire town. Now the town not only does the town, but they do all the way down Avenida de Mesilla. But the Luminaria tradition, like I said, her guest book dates back to like 1968. And there are people that just were amazed at the fact that she would do this and have people come in her house and just open up her house to anybody and everybody. And it just became a tradition. So as my children grew up, I got married. I, you know, never left home. I actually stayed and took care of my mom. I was her caretaker. And she woke up with a smile on her face every day of my life. Well, I didn't think it'd get to me.
I didn't either. But lots of good memories. Lots of funny memories just about your mom.
She was a hoot. Anyway, so she's had people that have written her up. So she basically made this little house that she lived in, which is, like I said, right next to the Basilica, a very popular place. It would just become a very warm and inviting place for people to come and visit, especially during that Christmas Eve. So here it is. I am 60 years old, and we still do it.
Kathleen Foreman and her friend, Rene Boudreau, from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.